Congratulations for graduating high school. I'm sure by now you've gotten your diploma and heard the well-prepared commencement speeches about having a bright future ahead of you. But the reality is that speech probably did not have you in mind. That speech was for the kids that have already had a bright past. Of course they have a great future ahead of them. They've been driving their brand new vehicle with their mommy and daddy bought them since they were 16. They come from successful parents. They already have the resources they need to get ahead in life. So this is for you, the free lunch kids, food stamp kids, because no one ever talks to y'all. I was one of these. Do you have a bright future that everyone talks about during commencement? Absolutely you do. But you're going to have to bite and kick and fight your way to get success. You know, the rich kids already started out with resources. Y'all came from nothing. But I believe in you, and you've got to believe in yourself. I've got two cousins that came from a broken home. They were poor. Their parents were addicted to drugs and alcohol. They had next to nothing, but they didn't want to live that way for themselves. So one of them is now a charge nurse, and the other one is a coach and a referee, and they both live in very nice houses that they had to work like hell to get there. You can get ahead in life too, just know what success means to you. Some people it's different stuff. Some people think success is six figures. Some people just wants a nice house on a quiet street. I was a free lunch kid. It's been 20 plus years since I've gotten my diploma. And I can tell you, life can go south real quick if you're not careful. You might expect me to say, work hard, go to college, start a family. No, not right off the bat, I'm not. Your first priority is to have fun. Travel, make yourself a priority. You've lived under your parents' thumb for 18 years. Now it's time to get yourself figured out. Of course, have a job, a little fiddly job to fund your traveling and all that. But if you take any word of advice from me, is do not have kids and don't get married. I'd go as far as to say is don't have a steady boyfriend or girlfriend. This is hookup time, because when I was married the first time, you know, she was the second person that I was with. You don't want that entanglement that young, because I wasn't even out of high school. Time's still on your side. You know, you don't need to even think about starting a family until you're at least 25. You can go to college, have fun there too, hook up with people, enjoy your youth, be selfish. Because just as soon as you have a spouse or a kid, you have responsibilities you have to commit to. Like I said, I got married before I was even out of high school. And that was 3 years of misery for me and my ex-wife, because we hadn't lived yet. This is your time right now. Have fun. Set yourself up for the future. But absolutely don't have kids. Don't have a steady boyfriend or girlfriend. You know, I went to a Christian school, and they were real big on you don't even remotely have sex until you're married, and you get married and that's for life. And I can tell you from experience, I've had a lot of Christian friends have divorces and just, you know, have crappy lives. So I'm going to say that some of the stuff I was taught was bullshit. You're an adult now, and there's no guarantees that no matter what you do, you're going to have a good life. You're just going to have to wing it, because hell, I'm 42 and I'm still winging it. But I've managed to stay away from the drugs and all that. I drank, and you know, I smoked weed every now and then. Just stay away from the stuff that's going to hurt you. But like I said, party, have fun. Once you start college, finish it, because if you ever take a break from it, I went to college like 5 times and I never finished once. And I'm comfortable now, but I had to work crappy jobs. I've had to work, you know, 16-hour days for years, and the past 3 or 4 years is the first time I haven't had to do that. I don't want that for y'all. Do me a favor and get on Reddit and get on the anti-work sub. It's a real eye-opener. You know, I'm in my 40s, and coming from old school thought, you're supposed to work yourself to death for a living. And I've learned it's not that way. It shouldn't be that way. It's how it's worked forever, because people will take advantage of you. Don't take advantage of them. If you work 8 hours, put your work in, but don't do free overtime. Don't do none of that shit. Don't let anyone talk you down, because you're making them more money than you're making yourself. So you deserve respect, and in return, you need to respect other people. I just hope that y'all have an easier life than I had and the people before me had. I think things are getting better, because people are waking up and figuring out that they've been used and they've missed out on a lot of life. Like, I've missed out on a lot for work to provide for my family. And I don't want that for y'all. I want y'all to be comfortable. and I want y'all to have time for hobbies. Like, I have had to go part-time several times to stay afloat, but to be able to have time to do the things I want to do, because, guys, life is short. Right now, it's felt like it's taken forever to get out of school, and it has. But the older you get, the faster that time goes, because it's been like 22 years since I've been in school, and it don't seem like no time at all, and I've lived 100 lives since then, it feels like. So just, while time is on your side right now, wait until you're at least 25, I would say 28. Hell, I was 28 once I got married again. So when I got married the first time, I was 18. It was a few months before I graduated school, and I had no damn business getting married. So movies are going to lie to you. You cannot live off love. They show you the fun parts. They show you the sex and the cuddling and all that shit. But they don't show you when you're stressed out because you ain't got any money and the world's crashing down on you, because that will stress your marriage the hell out. And getting married that young, I think that 18 is like the new 12 or something. I don't think you're an adult until you're 30. So as far as I'm concerned, your kids, because I was a damn kid when I got married, don't do that to yourself. People's made it, but it was harder and shit for them. And I just want you to have fun, party, hook up, sow your wild oats, don't slut shame nobody. Because by the time that I met my wife, I was 28, I believe, maybe a little older than that. It's kind of don't make sense to me no more. But anyway, between wife one and wife two, 8 years had passed. And I was thinking, I'm never getting married again. I love being by myself. I can go date if I want to, but then when I get home, I got the house to myself. And it was hard for me to get married, but I found a good one. And that was the nice part, was I had kissed a lot of frogs to finally figure out that I got a good woman. And even then it was hard, because me and her, I gave her hell the first couple of years, because my first marriage was so bad that I was just thinking, well, it always starts nice and then it ends up being a damn shit show. And so I had these guards up, and it took a while for those to get down. So I can tell you from experience, even a very good marriage is harder than shit. So please, please, please do not get no damn hurry to get married or have kids, especially don't have kids. So get married wouldn't even be a humongous deal, except for in the heat of the moment, there's going to be some nut busting going on, and there shall be a child. And the reason I'm kind of against marriage or having a steady boyfriend or girlfriend is you just want to play around a bit, get to know people, because you're going to meet some damn psychos. And sometimes you don't even know that they're nuts until you've had several people behind your belt be like, well, this person was pretty normal, this one is nuts. And I just want you to have a calm, good life. To you people out there that let the movies tell you how to date, movies are full of shit. Nerds, I was one of you. Persistence doesn't mean you're going to get the girl, it just makes you creepy. Knock that shit off. If a girl says no, move the hell on. Also, if you're like, you need to take inventory of yourself. Are you in shape? Do you dress nice? Are you a neck beard? Do you look weird? Be able to scale yourself from 1 to 10, honestly, and don't go over that. So back in the day, on a bad day, I think I was a 4. On my best day, I think I was a 6. But my goofy ass was trying to date 8s, 9s, and 10s, and I just could not figure out how come I couldn't land anybody. While I could have been given the other 4s, 5s, and 6s chances, because there wasn't nothing wrong with them. They just didn't look like cheerleaders and all that shit. And I'll tell you what, I had a better time with the people that looked more like me and below than I did. Because I dated a few, I'd say 7s and 8s, and it was problematic. Because that's where the jealousy comes in. You're always worried someone's going to take your person. Me and my wife, I definitely married up with her, but she's not like a 10 to where it's like everybody's hitting on her all the damn time. And I'm definitely safe for my wife. I haven't been hit on in years, and I like it that way. I don't want no damn temptation. I don't know. I live a good, calm, happy life. Me and my wife laugh. We can talk for hours. We've been married 13 years. Don't sound like a long time, but nowadays it's not bad. Just to be able to have fun with somebody and support each other. And you're not going to get that until you've got your wild oats sowed and do some things you want to do. Because if you start dating out of desperation, you're going to end up getting married fast, and you're going to have a bad, bad time. So I've rambled on too long. I just want y'all to maybe take my advice. I don't want you having sucky lives, especially you food stamp kids and free lunch kids, because I lived that life and it sucked ass. And if you're going to have kids, build a life where they don't have to live like that. And another thing too is we've got to quit making so many kids. We've got to stop. It seems like the poorer the people are, the more damn kids they shoot out. I've got a cousin that, you know, he was a good person. He was a hard worker. And something happened along the way. He got with a bad woman and they pumped out 4 or 5 kids. The woman wasn't worth a shit. She brought him down. Now he's not worth a shit. And here they are having a divorce. Neither one of them takes care of their kids. And them kids are going to make more kids. And those kids are going to make more kids. You're dumb as shit when you're young. Don't have kids until you know you can support them. Because too many people are thinking, well, I'm going to get food stamps or I'm going to get a welfare check. Knock that shit off, because you're just making kids for them to suffer. In ways, I feel bad about me making kids. I love my kids dearly, but I feel bad for the damn world that I have put them in, and that's my fault. They didn't ask for it. Luckily, my oldest is getting things figured out. She was a free lunch kid too, and she had a hard time in school. My boy, he is homeschooled because the bullying's so damn bad. And it's funny, looking back, I'm like, should I have put my kids through this? I love having them, but I hope they don't hate me when I'm older, being like, Dad, why did you even have to make me? So I think if we had less people on this earth, I think our wages would go up, our quality of life would go up. Because look at India. India's got a ton of people, jobs are scarce, they're living on top of damn each other. China's the same way. That's why we buy all our stuff from China. There are so many workers in China, they can pay them next to nothing. And that's why we get their stuff very, very cheap. And that's why American-made stuff seems to be so expensive, is because, you know, there's a lot of us, but there ain't near as many as the Chinese. So we can be a little bit more picky about how much we make. But if we keep making kids, that's going to go away. We're going to be the next China that's working our asses off for nothing. And women are the worst about this. I'm sorry to sound sexist, but this is the damn truth, is girls have wanted to have kids since they were in kindergarten. And they think it's going to be this fantastic party, this cuddly little sweet baby, unconditional love. But what they forget to think about is that baby's going to need to eat. That baby's going to get colicky and cry and cry and cry. I watched my wife go damn near nuts a few times because the baby would not sleep through the night. My wife was exhausted. I had to sleep because I had to do my job that I had to get up early in the morning for. Having kids is hard. It's really hard. And this whole one income thing, that's gone. That is not a thing anymore. The 50s are over. And I'm going to tell this to men and women. Don't you dare date or marry anybody that don't have a damn job. You guys, you're going to find, as I have found, that there are plenty of women that think that if they can throw some sex onto you, that you owe them a living. You should work your ass to the bone as long as they give you some booty. And the problem with that is that works for a little while. You get married and it's like eating lasagna every day, every single day for the rest of your life. The allure starts to go away. Believe it or not, there's going to be times where you don't want to have sex. Same for you ladies. Don't get a damn deadbeat. You're going to have a two-income job to make it. Another reason not to have kids yet. I'll be surprised if 3 people listen to this. But if one of them even somewhat prolongs having a kid by a year, maybe I've done my job. Because y'all guys don't know the hard life's fixing to be. So I'm gonna shut up now and let y'all live. This is all up to y'all from here on in. I hope that you have good parents that have gave you some sort of talk. But I'm rooting for you. Support each other the best you can. And hopefully in 20 years, y'all will tell me, hey, this is what I did and you were right. Or you were wrong as shit. But I'd like to know. All right, guys. Be careful out there.